You're listening to the Luis Palau Legacy Library. May Luis's love of the gospel move your heart to action through this timeless message.
I am here to invite you to come and meet God tonight, right here, right now. And I want to help you to make a decision and to do it right and to do it tonight. I want to remind you, please listen to this. There's a battle for your soul tonight. God and Satan are confronting each other, and your soul is the battlefield. And you'll never forget, God will take over in your life. Jesus Christ will come into your life. You will receive Jesus Christ. You will know God. You'll begin to really live. And what a life it is. Remember this, young people and fathers and mothers. It's a clean life. It's a real life. Will there be troubles? Yes. Some persecution? Perhaps. But you'll become a child of God. You will receive the Spirit of God. You'll be ready for heaven when you die. You'll be protected by God the Father. You'll be a friend of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It doesn't get any better than this, my dear friends. I want to read to you the words of Jesus Christ. Would you listen to the short little reading? To those who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered, "We are descendants of Abraham. We've never been slaves to anyone. How can you say we shall be set free?" Listen to how Jesus replied. "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to the family forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed." Let's say it together, guys. First, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Everybody, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now, what does Jesus Christ set us free from? Three big things, and I'm giving you the invitation. First, listen to this. Jesus Christ sets us free from the conscience of sin, from guilt, from the conscience. You know, Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You know, all of us carry a load of guilt, every single one of us, even boys and girls. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 12 years old, thanks to a missionary in Argentina and South America. I was only 12. I hadn't committed some of the big ones, but I had a dirty mouth, I had a foul temper, and I hated myself for it. And when Jesus came into my life and forgave my sin, I was so excited that my sins were forgiven. You know, when you think about someone having a dirty conscience, often you think of somebody who's killed someone or raped somebody or who has crashed the car and killed three little old ladies in a drunken stupor. But you know, every single person carries a load of guilt. You're in bed at night and you can't sleep because your memories are not good and you feel dirty and you feel wrong and you feel guilty and you say, "Will God ever take me back?" Some of you were brought up in church, Catholic church, Protestant church, and you know the laws of God. And you say, "I knew what was right and wrong, and yet I went ahead and did it. Will God ever forgive me?" You know, once I was in El Paso, Texas, and I was quoting the Bible where it says, "Your sins and evil behavior, I will remember no more." Is that a beautiful promise or what, huh? "Your sins and evil behavior, I will remember no more," says the Lord. And I got a phone call on television. It was a woman. Her name was Maria. And she was sobbing even as I was picking up the phone. And I said, Maria, how old are you? 26. Why are you crying? She said, Mr. Palau, I've got a wonderful husband. We got a beautiful 6-year-old girl. But when this little girl was born, she said, a few weeks later, I don't know what happened, I got pregnant again. And she said, giving birth to my little girl was hard, I was tired. And when I got pregnant again, I said to my husband, I can't take it anymore, she said. I gotta have an abortion. And the husband said, don't even think about it. You'll go to hell. We'll all go to hell. You're gonna kill your own baby. But Maria said, Mr. Palau, I was so desperate, I didn't tell my husband. I went over to a doctor and I had the abortion. And she was sobbing all the time. And she said, now I don't dare go to church. I don't go to communion. I don't even pray because I killed my own baby. How could God ever forgive me? And I said, Maria, we're live on television, remember? I said, Maria, it's true. What you did is terrible. You killed your own baby. But do you know why Jesus died on the cross? To take away the sin of the world, even the sin of abortion. She said, but I did it, Mr. Palau. I was not a pagan. I was a church person. I went to Mass every Sunday, and I knew that it was wrong, and I killed my baby inside me. How can God ever forgive me? I said, Maria, remember the cross of Jesus. On the cross, he cried out for your sins. He took away your burden. He loves you, Maria. And she was sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. It took me 20 minutes to convince Maria of what we said a few minutes ago. Your sins and evil behavior, I will remember no more. Say it with me. No more. No more. No more. Yeah, there you go. But you know what? She said, but Mr. Palau, how can he forgive? I murdered my baby. Finally, after 20 minutes, she said, well, if God is going to be so good, I will open my heart to Christ. So we prayed together. And I led her in a prayer. Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. And you know something? When she finished, she was so happy. I said to her, Maria, when you die, you are so forgiven, you're going straight to heaven. She said, oh, thank you, thank you. I said, don't thank me. Thank Jesus Christ. And then I told her this. Listen to this. I never said it before, but I'm going to tell you now. I said, Maria, just because you are so sincere, you are so repentant, and you obviously open your heart to Christ, I'm going to tell you something I would have never told you if you hadn't repented. I said, Maria, when you die, you're going to heaven? Yes. Is Jesus Christ in your heart? Yes. That baby that you aborted is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's in heaven. Covered by the mercy of God and the blood of Jesus. When you get to heaven, Maria, you will see that baby that you aborted, but it will not be a baby. It'll be a mature person. And she started to cry again. And she said, would God be that good to allow me that? I said, Maria, don't you get it? God is love. And on the basis of the cross, when you repent, God forgives us 100%. And what does the Bible say? Your sins and evil behavior, I will remember.
No more.
I will remember.
No more.
I will remember.
No more.
Yes. That's the mystery of the cross, you guys. The mystery of how Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, hung on a cross, nails in his hands and his feet, a crown of thorns on his head. You know what the crown of thorns was all about? It was a picture of the curse that lies on the human race. The human race is under a curse because of sin. That's why there's wars and murder and crime and rape and abortion and all sorts of evil things, because we're under a curse. But on the cross, listen to this, The Bible says this mysterious word, and I want everybody here, boys and girls, as well as grandpas and grandmas. Listen, you can understand with your heart if you want to understand it. The Bible says Christ, listen to this, rescued us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us on the cross. Because it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a cross. What a mystery, guys. On that cross, Jesus Christ was taking the curse on himself. And the crown of thorns was a picture of the curse that you and I deserved. And we can be forgiven like Maria, no matter what our sin may be. Most of us haven't had an abortion, but we got other sins. And when you run to Jesus and open your heart, the Bible says, your sins and evil behavior, I will remember. I will remember. Absolutely right. And you know, tonight, you may be on the edges of the park, listening over there, watching the big screen. God is calling for you. There's a battle for your soul. God brought you here. You're not here by mistake. You're not here by chance. A friend may have brought you, but God wants to take over your life. He wants your soul. He wants to rescue you. He loves you. And the first thing he'll do, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. You will be really free. Come and receive Jesus Christ in your heart. You know, there was an English author. His name was Somerset Maugham. And he said these words. Listen to this. If I wrote down every thought I've ever thought and every deed I've ever done, people would call me a monster of depravity. And you know, you think about it. If you honestly wrote down every thought you've ever thought, every deed you've ever done, would you want it published under your name? I sure wouldn't. There's a lot of garbage in my life. But Jesus Christ came into my heart and he washed away my sin. And I'm going to heaven because my sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We are not ashamed of Jesus. I am not ashamed of the good news. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Second, you may say, Luis, okay, so the Son sets me free from the conscience, but I got a problem. You may say, I want to be pure. I want to be clean. I even want to be holy. But I have weaknesses. I don't have the power. I don't know how to control my temptations. A guy said to me the other day, he's a very strong businessman. He said, ever since I was a teenager, I've got a foul mouth. When things don't go right, I spit it out. Then I'm ashamed of myself. I offend my fellow workers. He's got a company. I got a dirty mouth and I can't control it. And he said, I want to learn what it means to have Christ in you, controlling you and managing your life. And you know, that's the second thing. When Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. It's talking about Jesus Christ freeing us from the slavery of the flesh. The flesh in the Bible is that side of us that turns to evil ways, to bad things. It's that side of us that is dark, that is dirty. For instance, sex is a good gift of God. But that thing called the flesh in us makes us covet women that don't belong to us and men that don't belong to you. It makes you lie when you don't want to lie. It makes you swear when you really don't want to swear. It makes you be a hypocrite when you don't want to be a hypocrite. And you say, how does Jesus Christ set me free from the passions of the flesh? How can I do it? And it isn't just ordinary people who are on drugs or drunk or whatever. I was in New York City a few months ago. Listen to this one. A fantastic mergers and acquisition banker, a very wealthy guy. He's got millions of bucks. He's got a home in Connecticut that's worth over $3 million. He's only 37, one wife, two kids. But in spite of all the fantastic banking, he's been an alcoholic. He was about to divorce his wife. His children could never see him. He was out of control physically. And even though he's brilliant in making money and highly educated and lives in one of the richest communities in the world, he was falling apart. He came over to the home of a friend. There was a Bible study. As we were reading the Bible, he starts crying. And he said, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm not a crybaby. I'm a big man. Next 3 weeks later, I come back. He and I sit down. He says to me, Luis, I want to break with pornography, with drunkenness, and with shouting at my wife. But I can't do it. What shall I do? And I said to him, you know what's happening? You've got to open your heart to Christ. Let him fill you with his own spirit, and you'll be able to stop getting drunk, throw out all pornography, begin to love your wife, be more balanced. And you know, we were alone in the house of this buddy of ours. And he said, Luis, I think God is working in my life. I said, of course he is. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here talking to me. And the same is true with you in the park. God brought you here. You may like the musicians, but God has intentions for your soul. Yes, he wants to come into your life, doesn't he? He wants to come into your life. Well, rich, 37, millionaire, and we put our arms around each other. He began to cry like a baby, and he prayed the prayer, and he said, Lord Jesus, I don't want to annoy my wife. I want to stop getting drunk. I want to give up on pornography. I hate it. Please take over. And we cried and prayed. That was in February last year. This June, I got a photograph on the internet from a friend of mine. Not only has reconciled with his wife, he doesn't get drunk anymore. No more porno. He got baptized in a swimming pool in Connecticut this year. And you know, that's the mystery, you guys, that I call, listen to this, the mystery of union and communion with God. Listen for a minute. It's a little heavy, but it's important to understand. When you open your heart to Christ, this is what happens. You become united to Jesus Christ. Yes, it isn't that you become religious. There's a big difference between becoming religious and having Jesus Christ. We want you to be related to Jesus Christ. Yes, that's what we want. Yeah. And you know, it's a mystery. Just like the mystery of the cross, the mystery of the cross cleans your conscience by the blood of Jesus. But listen to this mystery, the mystery of union with God. And I'm not talking hot air here. I have understood the union with God since I was 25. I understood, Luis, without the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be a failure. But with the Holy Spirit, you will live a holy, a clean, and a powerful life. Yes, that's what the Holy Spirit does. And union with God. Hey, guys, you may think, I've never thought about this. Me in union with God? Yes, you in union with God. Maybe you never even read the Bible. And you say, Luis, are you telling me that right here, God will come into my life, send me his spirit, and I can be united with God? That's exactly what the good news is all about. God doesn't make you a religious nut. He doesn't make you a religious extremist. He doesn't send you out to kill doctors. He doesn't send you out to hate people who are other lifestyle. He sends you out with the power of the Holy Spirit in union with God to live a pure, happy, joyful life. I have come that you might have life, Jesus said, and have it in abundance. Is he good or what? He is a great Savior. He's a great Savior. You know, the Katinas often tell about their dad. He went to Vietnam, you remember? He came back from Vietnam on drugs, drinking. And then one day, back home, he heard the good news. And the Katina's dad was transformed, forgiven of his drug addiction, clean from his drinking, free from guilt, forgiven of his sins. And now their dad became a pastor and a preacher of the Word of God. That's the power of Jesus. That's the power of Jesus. Now, it doesn't mean everybody becomes a preacher. Don't misunderstand. You can still work at Microsoft or Boeing if they have any work for you. I mean, you can work at one of the coffee shops. But the change is your conscience is clean. Your sins and evil deeds I will remember. I will remember. I will remember. And then I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, Christ lives in me. That is union with God. If I could get you to understand that, you can go home and you'll always be a victorious person. You'll be a successful person. Because if you can believe this, listen, and I'm giving you the invitation. Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. The moment you receive Christ, He comes to live in your soul by His Spirit. So let's all together say, Christ lives in me. Let me hear you. You want to be free from temptations that will sink you, from sin that will break you? Let Christ take over in your life. And then the last thing is this. First, your conscience is clean. The blood of Jesus cleans you out, disinfects you. Second, the Holy Spirit comes in and you are united with God. Union and communion with God. Thirdly, when Jesus says, I will set you free, He sets us free, listen carefully, from the condemnation of sin. Somebody said to me the other day on the radio, do you believe that if people die without Christ, they will go to hell? And I said, look, I don't like preaching about hell. It's a terrible subject. But from time to time, I've got to let people know, if you reject Jesus Christ, if you turn your back on the Son of God, if you say fooey on the whole thing, if you blaspheme the name of Christ, if you walk away and refuse to repent and believe, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are lost and you will be lost for all of eternity. But the good news is this, you don't have to be lost. The Bible says, listen to this one, God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Is God a good God or what? He is a good God. He's a good God. Many of you don't like to talk about death. There are many people who fear death, and rightly so. We were never supposed to die in the first place. It's because of sin. The pain of death is our conscience. And you know, none of us should be lost. To go to hell, you have to make a clear decision in which you say, God, I don't care a hang about you. I don't care about your Son. I don't give a rip about the cross. I don't care that He gave His blood for me. I refuse to repent. I refuse to believe. You are condemning yourself. God wants no one to perish. God wants to take you to heaven when you die. That's God's purpose for your life. He wants everyone to go to heaven. Everyone. My wife Pat is back there. When she was about 42 or 43, she came down with breast cancer. And she had massive surgery. Before surgery, we called the elders of the church, as the Bible says. And she and I prayed, confessed our sins. The elders of the church anointed her with oil, as the Bible teaches, laid hands on her. We prayed, we cried, we commended her to God. We had four sons. And then her choice was to trust God through a great surgeon in Portland, Oregon. Before she went to the hospital, we got home from the doctor when he said, it's a malignant tumor. You got to go immediately and have surgery. My wife went to the piano, and I was in the basement crying, thinking, what if she dies? So many things we should have done together. I wanted to take her to Hawaii. I was too stingy to do it. Now I was repentant, you know. And I'm sitting in the basement crying, and from upstairs, I hear my wife playing the piano and singing a hymn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we had a book in the house that someone sent me, and it said, whether I live or whether I die, either way, I win. And you know, when you got Jesus Christ, if you live, you live for Jesus. If you die, you go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's eternal life. That's what Jesus brought to give us. One of these days, the Bible says, Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of the air. It could happen tonight. The Bible says he'll come like a thief in the night when nobody expects him. And those of us who belong to Jesus Christ and those who've died and buried but believing in Jesus, the Bible says that they will come back with Christ because their bodies are buried in a cemetery or in the ocean, but their soul and spirit are in the presence of God. And the Bible says that when Jesus comes back with millions and millions and millions who have died with faith in Jesus Christ, all the little boys and girls who died in innocence, all the aborted babies by the millions, they will all come back with Jesus. And the Bible says the bodies of those who are dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And we will go to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall always be with the Lord. What a hope Jesus has given us. What a tremendous hope. And you know something? That's the mystery of the resurrection. The mystery of the resurrection. When the Lord Jesus Christ, on the third day, rose from the dead, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Because a believer, the moment you close your eyes on earth, what happens? You open them in heaven. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Tonight, I want to tell you this. There's a battle for your soul. And Jesus Christ says to you, please listen, this is for you. Follow me, follow me, follow me. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Your sins and evil behavior, I will remember no more. You'll become a temple of God, and you'll be able to say, Christ lives in me, Christ lives in me. And then, when the moment of death comes, and none of us knows when it'll come, but that moment when it comes, you'll be able to say, I'm going to be with Jesus, which is better by far. My father was very young when he died. He was only 34. I was a 10-year-old boy. I was in boarding school. And my grandma called me up and she said, Luis, get on a train quickly. Go home. Your daddy's very sick. I got home 2 hours later. It was a hot summer day. When I got home, my dad, a few minutes before, had just gone to be with the Lord. I was 10 years old, and I said to my mom, why didn't you call me earlier? I wanted to say goodbye to him. My mom told me what happened. My dad knew he was dying. He had a galloping fever that was killing him. His lips were all broken. He had bronchopneumonia, no penicillin, the end of World War II. And 10 years before, when he was 24, he'd given his life to Christ on a night like tonight, except smaller. And my dad sat up in bed and he began to sing a song about heaven, clapping his hands. And he sang it three times. It's a little song that says, bright crowns up there, bright crowns for you and me, the palm of victory, the palm of victory. And suddenly, exhausted from the fever, my dad's head fell on the pillow. And he pointed up to heaven, and he quoted the words of the Apostle Paul, I'm going to be with Jesus, which is better by far. And the whole family was around the bed, and suddenly my dad went to be with Jesus Christ. And you know, I was only 10 years old, and I thought, man, that's the way to die. You know where you're going. You have the assurance of eternal life. He's dying, and he's singing. And if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you will have eternal life forever. Jesus said, I give them eternal life. You will never perish. No one can snatch you out of my hands. I give you eternal life. It's the gift of God. And on this last night, you've been listening so well. I want to beg you right now. Beg you, yes. That's what the Apostle Paul says. We beg you in the name of Christ, be reconciled to God. If you've been drifting from God, come tonight, be reconciled to God. If you threw over the church and the Bible and Christ, repent tonight, come, get reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. If you've never opened your heart, come tonight and say, Lord Jesus, liberate me, set me free, clean my conscience, come into my heart. Fill me with your spirit. Lord, give me the assurance of heaven when I die. Come, give me eternal life. And guys, girls, men and women, Jesus is here in the park tonight. Yes. I want to talk to the men for 1 second. Men, fathers, grandpas, young guys, come as a man. A man is not truly a full man until he has Jesus Christ living in his heart. That's the truth. Women, beautiful girls, middle-aged moms, grandmas, for you old-timers, this may be the last chance that God gives you. Don't play with your soul. Come to Christ tonight. You say, how shall I get right with God? Only one way, at the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can forgive all your sins. He's alive. He'll come into your heart right now. And he gives you eternal life. And when you die, you know exactly where you're going. You're going to be with Jesus. Now let's all bow our heads in prayer. I want to lead you in a prayer tonight. And oh, I beg you, my dear friends, if you are not reconciled to God, I am here to invite you right now in the name of our Savior. And I want to lead you in a prayer. You sharp men, you bright women, you young single guys, I beg you in the name of Christ, you young fellows, I beg you in the name of Jesus, pray this prayer. Surrender your soul to Him. Don't mess up your life. Don't fall like a fool. Come to God tonight. You young girls, beautiful girls, come to Jesus tonight. Don't let the world destroy you, girls. Don't let sin sink you. You dads and moms, you have boys and girls at home. Dad, come to Jesus. Mom, become a woman of God. And you grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles, it's never too late to come back to God. Come, grandpa, come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Come, grandma, don't be stubborn in your old age. Come and give yourself to the Son of God. Humble yourself. Oh, dear friends, I've poured out my heart to you. with the compassion of Jesus Christ, I beg you, because the Bible says it, in the name of Christ, right now, be reconciled to God. There's never a better moment than now. You're surrounded by people who love you. There are people praying their hearts out for you. Most of you, listen to this, you're being prayed for by name. There are people praying for you by name. God loves you. He calls you. Pray this prayer and open your heart to Christ. I beg you, surrender and be reconciled to God. Let us pray together, everybody, out loud. I will guide you. If you're receiving Christ, join us in this prayer. If you departed from God and you've gone very far, come back tonight. Come back to Christ. Come back to God the Father. Come back to His church. Let's pray together. Let me hear you. Oh God Almighty, you are a good God. You are an almighty God. And you love me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You became a man through the Virgin Mary. You went to the cross. You shed your blood. You wore the crown of thorns. You took away my curse. You buried my sins. Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. Come into my heart. Wash me clean. Take away my stains. Fill me with your Spirit. And tonight, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you all that I am, all that I have, my soul, my body, my spirit. I'm yours, Lord Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hi, this is Andrew Palau, and I am so glad that you were able to listen to one of Dad's messages today. I love it. We miss him every single day, you can imagine. But the beautiful thing is this, the work that Dad did for God's kingdom has not ended. Of course, we continue to spread the good news all around the world. In fact, we're reaching more people with the hope of Jesus Christ than ever before, day after day. But there's still so many, many people out there who don't yet know him. So the harvest is plentiful. We see that every single day. And we would love your partnership and support and help. And if you'd like to support Palau on this mission, sharing the gospel with every person on the planet, that's our goal. Visit us at luispalau.org and you'll see how you can do that. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you.